You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why.
Why?
Santa Claus is coming to town, gather round.
He's making a gather round indeed. Santa Claus is coming to town probably tonight and tomorrow morning across the world, but you know what? He is with us right now via the phone. Santa and Santa's toy shop manager, Jingle, are with us all the way from the North Pole. I'm Larry Mueller. Thanks for spending part of your holiday with us on the Ideas Network. We've been getting some great calls, and we're waiting for yours. Do you want to talk to Santa or Jingle? Do you have a question for them? I hope you'll join in at 800-642-1234. Kids only on the air today, but adults, please place the call and talk with our producer first. Santa Claus, welcome back.
Ho, 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 Larry, it's so good to be back with you. I wish we could be down in the studio with you like we normally do, but of course, you know, these are different times, and we're all having to make adjustments. In fact, I wanted to tell you something, because I know you care so much about the elves and the reindeer. You may want to send a little note up to Rudolph. Rudolph's having a tough time with the pandemic. You see, he's used to being kind of famous up here at the North Pole, and now everywhere he goes, people can't see his red nose because he has a mask on. And he just feels like, you know, he's just an ordinary, average reindeer. And it's a little tough on his ego, Larry.
Oh, it's good to know that everybody's masked at the North Pole. Jingle, I want to get Jingle involved. You're the manager of the toy shop. Jingle, hi.
Hi, Larry. It's so good to hear your voice. I miss you so much. And I miss all the kids. I'm so excited.
Well,
the elves got into the latte machine, Larry, so they're a little hyper.
Yeah, that's true.
Jingle, what are the most popular toys this year? Do you have any?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, well, Legos are always big. We always have a lot of requests for Legos. And, of course, dolls are really always popular. We have a lot of those. And Star Wars is making a comeback. Well, let's hear what the kids have and what they want. But we're well-stocked. Did I mention that I'm excited? Woo!
And we got word that Dr. Douglas Kratt, a veterinarian from La Crosse, Wisconsin, he's president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, he's performed his annual exam on your reindeer and found them fit to fly?
Yes, indeed. We've had such great response from everybody in the medical community, Larry. In fact, did you know that Dr. Fauci personally gave me my vaccination so I can go to the kids' houses and be safe?
Oh, that is such great news. And it's good to know that everybody is so safe. Is it really busy there? I mean, what is Santa's workshop like?
It's just absolutely been crazy. We're trying to keep up, Larry, and it's been a little nutty. Now if you want, at some point, I know that that Sparkles the elf is going to give us a little report about how things are going in the workshop while Jingle and I are over here in the office. Of course, we had to go quite a ways from the toy shop to do this because the toy shop is so noisy.
Oh my gosh, it's so loud. Yeah.
Well, should we wait or should we do it now?
Oh, well, let's just go ahead and see how things are going, because to be honest, I am a little bit curious. Sparkles is taking over as manager of the workshop for a bit here while Jingle and I are doing the radio show, and I think she sent in a report. Let's see what's happening.
I'm sure it's fine.
Everything's going great here, except Twinkle got into the candy cane and he ate a couple of egg. And so now he's really excited about something.
And then you guys see Sparkles around? Oh, Sparkles was going to
hey, Twinkle. Up. Hey, settle down. Quick, Twinkle.
Really good skier. Have you ever seen Sparkle and Twinkle skiing down the Black Diamond? That's incredible.
Wow, I haven't seen him out this hyped up since Jingle figured out how to use the latte machine.
Does Santa still have that tranquilizer gun?
No! Gotta go, Santa.
Oh, no.
Larry, that's what happens when the elves either get too much caffeine or too much sugar. I tell you, even when they're calm, they're pretty excitable.
That's true, because I'm really excited.
I can tell.
It'll be fine over there, Santa. That's probably just, when you first leave the shop, we're a little nervous, but then we settle down. So don't worry about it. It'll be fine.
Well, our first, we had an email that came in really early from Ellie, who is 4 years old, and she wrote in, she's been a good girl this year. She likes to play Paw Patrol, and she'd really like Rex for Christmas. She said she's also been nice to her brother, Henry, and she wishes he'd be nicer to her.
Oh my goodness! Well, maybe we should have a little talk with Henry, huh? Now you be nice to Ellie, and of course we assume that everything she says is completely true, that she's being very, very good. So let's see what we can do about that Paw Patrol toy, because there's nothing better, Larry, than dogs saving the world.
Okay. Well, you know what? We have some callers from Green
Great.
Bay.
And good deal.
I think we have Logan, Connor, and Grace.
Oh my gosh, that's so exciting.
That's great.
Let's go to the phones and see who's there.
Hello.
Is this Grace?
No. Who are you?
Logan.
Oh, Logan.
Hey, Logan.
Hey, Logan. Merry Christmas. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how good were you this year?
I'm 5.
A 5?
Okay. Well, he says I'm 5.
I'm 5. Oh, you're 5. I thought you were giving yourself a 5 there, Vlad. I thought, okay.
Diplomatic.
I thought, okay, that's pretty honest. So, well, I'm glad you are doing fine. What would you like for Christmas this year?
Paw Patrol
game. Okay.
Oh, okay. Writing it down.
All right. We've got that down. Thank you, Logan.
Thanks, Logan.
Connor or
should
Grace
have either,
there?
Either Grace or Connor, yeah.
Okay.
So what I
Hello?
Want is the Switch.
Say again?
What I want for Christmas is a Nintendo Switch.
Nintendo Switch,
oh,
Santa.
Oh, got it. Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, those are cool.
Oh, those are
really
fun.
Cool.
Okay, very good. Do you want me... Do you want me to try it out before we ship it? Because, sometimes Santa likes to test all those games.
Sure.
Okay, cool. Very good. Very good. And were you pretty good this year, Connor?
Not really.
No.
Not really. Okay. Well, Santa gives points for honesty. That's very good. Well, Merry Christmas. Thank you for calling.
And we have Grace yet, I think. Grace,
Grace.
Are you?
Hi. Merry Christmas, Grace. Hi.
Merry Hi. Christmas.
What would you like for Christmas?
Fall Guys.
Fall Guys.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
They don't know what Fall Guys is? It's a video game.
Oh, it's a video. Okay, I was thinking they were little toy men that you just drop and they fall. That would be weird. Okay, Fall
I'm looking
Guys.
That up in the database.
Okay, please do, because that's a new one. The elves would know. They're very good with all the video games.
Yeah, well, that's for sure.
Well, Logan, Connor, and Grace, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Christmas. Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Logan, Connor, Grace, thank you. Merry Christmas.
Let's go to Oma, and I think we have two girls, Veronica and Victoria.
Oh, wow.
It's
the home of girls with V names. How are you?
I feel good.
Good.
What's your name?
Say your name.
I'm Monica Jane.
What's your name, honey?
What's your name?
I'm Monica Jane.
Say my
name is...
Is this Veronica?
Yeah.
Or Victoria?
Tell Santa what you... Say hi.
Hi.
Hi. Merry Christmas, sweetheart. How are you?
Good.
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 Good. Is this Veronica?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta talk to
me. Oh, okay. Well, it's nice to talk to you. I'm so glad you called. Were you pretty good this year?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Hi to my baby sister.
Aww.
Oh, hello.
Say hi, Vicky. Say hi.
Hi, Ada.
Hi. Hello, Victoria. Or do you go by Vicky? Is that what you like?
Vicky wants a present to hold.
Okay.
What would she like?
What kind of a present would Vicky like?
Vicky like a teddy bear.
A teddy bear.
Okay.
Oh, well, teddy of course, bear. Everybody wants a teddy bear.
I want a teddy bear.
Yeah. I have my favorite one, too.
Well,
that's very.
Some more gaga stuff.
Okay. Very good.
Well, thank you very much for calling.
Yes, it's so good to hear from both of you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Vicky and Veronica. Ho, ho, ho.
And on to Eau Claire. Do you know anybody in Eau Claire? Any young boys in Eau Claire, perhaps?
Well,
Santa?
I do. I know there's a boy named Connor, and I know there's a boy named Carter. And let's see here. I'm trying to think. Those are the only two names that come to mind right now. I wonder if either one of those are calling.
Hello?
Connor? Hello?
I want... a Rugo C11 amphibious RC car and a Riddell B-Flex Black.
Very descriptive. That's great.
Yeah, and I like how he gets right to the Christmas list.
Yeah.
You know, no small talk. You know, just get right down to business. Okay, good. We've
was
got that
Connor. Or
we've got that written down.
Carter.
I think that was Connor.
Hi.
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 Merry
Christmas.
Are you?
Carter.
Okay. You're Carter.
Hi, Carter.
Well, Merry Christmas. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Were you pretty good this year?
Yeah.
Okay. That sounded a little tentative, but we'll go with it. What's on your Christmas list, Carter?
An Under Armour duffel bag and a GoPro Hero 7 Silver.
Ooh, wow. So what are you going to use the GoPro for? Are you going to ride around on a skateboard and film yourself?
I do mountain biking, so I could put it on my helmet.
Oh, that sounds great. Okay. Wow. Well, then, you know, if you have a wipeout, at least you'll have a good video to show, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Carter and
Santa,
thank
you. We're going to put all those on the elves at the shop.
Yeah, we should. We really
see
should.
What we're up to.
Well, that's terrific. Now, if we can find a GoPro in the toy shop and get that to you, then you have to promise that when you get a really good mountain biking video, you have to send it to us, okay?
I will.
Okay, terrific. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling.
Oh,
you know, there you mentioned the two boys. You knew Connor and Carter, but there's also some girls in Eau Claire. There's one, I think, on the line. Do you know any girls in Eau Claire?
You know, I do. And it seems like there's a girl who is named after a month of the year. Now, let's just see here. We've got there is a June, and there's also a Jada and an Abigail. There are lots of girls in Eau Claire.
What about June?
June? Oh, June? I was hoping that June would call today. Do we have June on the line?
Yeah.
Oh, well, Merry Christmas, sweetheart.
Hi, June.
How are you?
Good.
Good. Good.
I love that name. It's so wonderful.
It is. Now, so isn't it cool that somebody actually named a month after you? Isn't that amazing?
Santa, I don't think that's how it works.
Oh, isn't it? Oh, I thought that's how it worked. Well, okay. Well, at least we can find out what she wants for Christmas.
June, what would you like for Christmas? What would you like Santa to bring you?
I want a doll that walks, talks, blinks, and cries.
Oh, that sounds like a song.
Whoa. It sounds like, I think you got the makings of a country hit.
Yeah.
Right there. Yeah. She walks, talks. What was the third one? Something and cries. Yeah, I don't know. I'll work on it. Santa's not a good songwriter. But okay.
What'd you say, sweetheart? Winks and talks.
Oh, winks and talks. Okay. All right.
Thanks.
We got to write down all these things. Do you have all this written down, Jingle?
Yeah, well, okay. I've got a laptop.
Okay.
Oh, I don't write things anymore. I'm all about the new age and technology.
Oh, geez. Look at me with my pen. I feel so old-fashioned.
It's okay. It works.
Oh, it works. Excellent. Well, good. We have all that list down on our paper and laptops, June.
Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you, June.
Merry Christmas, June.
Merry Christmas. Thank you. Ho, ho, ho.
Santa Claus and Jingle, our guest today. Jingle is the manager of the toy shop at the North Pole for Santa Claus. I'm Larry Mueller. Tyler Ditter, our engineer today. Jill Nadeau, our producer. And you're listening to the Ideas Network. We are talking with Santa Claus direct from the North Pole, along with his elf, Jingle, who's the manager of the toy shop. And they want to hear what all the young children want for Christmas to have under the tree this year. And
yes, we do.
Yes, you do, Santa Claus. And you know what? We're going to go to West Bend, Wisconsin.
Cool.
Next,
oh, that's great.
Isley
that's great.
Is with us. Isley
I was
is with
hoping
us.
That Isley might call. Well, goodness, how are you?
Hi, Merry Christmas. Is that near East Bend? Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. What's on your Christmas list this year?
A hoverboard.
A hoverboard.
Whoa. Oh my gosh, those are fun.
That sounds really fun. Whoa.
Santa, remember that year you were on the hoverboard?
Oh, that didn't end well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Luckily, the doctor is nearby. Oh. Was there anything else while you're hovering around?
Minecraft.
Oh, Minecraft. That's okay. That's fun.
Santa loves Minecraft. Sometimes we have to make him, we have to put limits on his Minecraft time sometimes. And Mrs. Claus gets mad because he's got to get back to work. And boy, he sure loves Minecraft.
Well, I have to make sure that everything's, you know, working. And sometimes the testing takes hours. You never know.
Santa.
Merry Christmas, Isley.
Merry Christmas to you, Isley. Thank you so much for calling.
And you know, earlier, yeah, earlier, Santa, you mentioned when I mentioned Eau Claire and girls, you mentioned Jada and Abigail, and I think yes, they're on the phone.
Oh, good. See, I said their names and they called in. That is a great thing. Wow. So do we have Jada or Abigail on the phone?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Hello. Is this Jada?
It's me and Abby, and youngest is Elbow. We call her Ellery.
Okay.
So there's three girls. Wow. There's Santa.
Okay, good deal. And were you pretty good this year?
I think, yeah.
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 Okay. Sounds like we're all voting yes over there.
Wait, let me look. Yeah, they're on the nice list,
they're
Santa.
On the nice list.
Yeah.
Oh, good, okay. Jingle has a list, and she's always checking it twice.
I checked it three times.
Oh, my gosh, wow.
I want to become Employee of the Month.
Oh, then you get the special parking.
It's December, especially.
So Jada, what else is on your Christmas list this year?
Well, we sent it in with Ollie.
Your elf?
Yeah, our elf. And what I think on it is a watch. I really want one for Christmas.
Okay.
A watch. Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. Wow. So you want to make sure you get everywhere on time? Is that it?
No, I want to learn how to tell time. So I'm wanting a watch so I can tell time.
Oh, that's a great idea. That's a great idea. Good deal. Well, then we probably, you know, want to lean toward an analog watch so you have the actual hands to read. Otherwise, the digital watches, that takes all the fun out of it.
Mm-hmm. They're both good to learn how to read, though.
Yeah,
Santa.
That's true.
Either one. Either one will work.
Okay.
Even though you have that watch that with the huge, huge hands on it, and you know what? You're good. You're usually on time.
Yeah, I know that when Mickey Mouse's big hand is on the 13. Whoa, wait a minute. Whoa, that's not right.
Santa.
Okay, I'll work on it. Jada can teach me.
I only know how to tell the time.
I wonder if Abigail's was that? That was Jada, wasn't it?
I think so. Yes, she was saying she only knows how to read the clock, and I didn't get the end of that. But she's working on her clock reading skills, and I think that is just terrific.
And Abigail, are you there?
Yeah.
Hi, Abby. How are you? Now, I noticed Jada calls you Abby, and some people say Abigail. Which do you like?
Abigail.
Abigail, well, then we will be very formal with you, ma'am. How are you?
Good.
Good. Well, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you so much, Abigail. That's so nice. Do you have some things that you'd like to get for Christmas?
A unicorn baby and a watch.
Cool. Okay. She wants a watch too.
You want a watch too.
So a unicorn baby.
That's great. Okay. A unicorn baby. Okay. And a watch. So are you and Jada going to work on your clock reading skills together then?
Yes.
Oh, good. Well, that's good. I like to see the two of you working together to learn things. That's great.
Yeah. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you.
They
sound so sweet.
They do sound so sweet. Merry Christmas, Jada and Abigail. Thank you.
Oh, that was great. Well, we haven't been to Madison yet, and here we have Lydia. She also has Baby Walden, but Baby Walden probably can't talk. But Lydia,
I bet so. I bet she can. Yeah. So. So speaking of reading the clock, you know what time it is? It's time to talk to Lydia. Hi, Merry Christmas.
That's a Santa joke.
I know, that's a Santa joke.
Hi, Lydia.
Hi.
Hi, Merry Christmas to you.
You too.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So were you pretty good this year?
Yes.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. And what's on your Christmas list for this year?
We have Mama Kangaroo and a doggy.
Oh, kangaroo and doggies. Okay, wow, those are cool. Now, do kangaroos and doggies get along? Will they play nice together?
I don't know.
Okay, I guess
we're going to find out.
I guess we're going to find out, aren't we?
We'll put them together in the sleigh, then maybe they can start getting along on the way to Lydia's house.
That's true. We'll teach them how to get along. Oh, very good.
Lydia, thank you for calling.
My brother might want a ball, and maybe he will like a piece of paper.
A piece of paper. That is the most humble request I think we've ever gotten for a gift. So I'm pretty sure that somewhere in the workshop we can come up with a piece of paper.
Santa's writing on paper right now.
I am. Yeah. I am. Here, I'll give you this piece right here. Excellent. Very good, Lydia. Thank you. And thank you to baby mom.
Right now.
What'd you say, sweetheart?
He's playing with a piece of paper right now.
Okay. So he could have two.
Yeah.
Maybe that'd be okay. One he's playing with and then one more. Why not?
Right. I mean, because once he draws on the one, he's going to need another one, right? Oh, yeah. We can do that. Yeah.
That's so thoughtful of you, Lydia.
That is very thoughtful. Well, thank you.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you both.
Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
And Santa, you mentioned jokes, and I've got a joke for you.
I love your jokes, Larry. This is great.
How much does it cost Santa to park his sleigh and reindeer? Nothing.
Ooh.
Nothing. It's on the house.
Ho, ho, ho. Oh, ho, 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 ho. Oh, my goodness.
That's a good one, Larry.
Do you know when we want to make sure that we've got a little money saved up for maybe like buy pizza for the elves? Do you know how we keep that money?
No.
We put it in a snowbank.
Oh my goodness.
I've heard that one twice before.
Maybe.
On that note, I should remind everyone that Santa and Jingle would love to talk to you, and you can join in. You can call us. Probably the parents should call, but the kids talk, at 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. And, you know, we've got somebody in Appleton on the line.
Good.
Lexi, I believe. Lexi, hello.
Lexi in Appleton. That's so nice to hear you call. How are you?
Good.
Hi, Lexi.
It's so nice that you called today. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Well, that's so sweet of you. Now, I'm going to bet that you were pretty good this year, right?
Yeah, she was. She's on the nice list, Santa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that right? You're on the nice list? Wow. So that being true, then let's hear what you want for Christmas. Do you have a little list of things you might like to get for Christmas?
No, I didn't make one yet.
Oh, okay. Well, do you have anything that you could maybe tell me now, and Jingle and I can write it down?
The most thing I want is a tablet.
A tablet, okay, very good. And what do you want to use your tablet for?
To do my homework and play games on it.
Oh, that's very good. And I like that you listed those in the correct order. You should do your schoolwork first and then play games. That's very, you get extra points for that, Lexi. That's very good.
Yeah, we have tablets. Yeah, for sure. We have those around here, Santa.
We sure do. Yep, yep. And sometimes the elves play games and then play games and then do their homework and then play games and then play games again. So we have to keep an eye.
Busted!
Lexi, thank you very much for calling.
It's so nice of you to call, Lexi. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, well, it's a tablet. That's a nice gift. Well,
that is a nice gift. They are fun.
We have, we will go to Hammond, Wisconsin next, because I think we've got maybe a boy and a girl in Hammond, Evelyn and Jacob.
Oh, in Hammond. Now, isn't that where they make the organs?
Oh, we just lost them, but maybe they'll call back.
Okay. I hope they do. Wow.
So instead,
in the elk band up here, Larry, as a fun little fun fact, you know, Snowflake is a keyboard player, and she plays the Hammond organ.
She's really good.
I wonder if they made that in Hammond, Wisconsin.
I don't know.
You never know.
But I do know where reindeer like to stop for lunch. They like to go to the Dairy Queen.
Oh,
that's another good one, Larry.
That's a good one.
Well, wait a minute. We've got the kids back. Evelyn and Jacob are back from Hammond.
Oh, wow. Can I do that in my announcer voice, Larry? Evelyn and Jacob are back. There, how's that?
Okay. I would like a mermaid costume with a shell top that's purple and a purple seashell bow.
Wow. Oh, well, that sounds like a very fun thing to do.
Yeah.
So do you like playing different characters like mermaids?
Yeah. Do you think, I forgot what I was going to say.
That's okay.
I bet you'll remember it before we end the call. Now, in the meantime, we could hear some other things from you, or would Jacob like to talk to us?
If you want to talk?
Can I please have a normal control train?
Oh, okay, a train. Oh, that sounds like fun.
Those are fun.
Those are great. We've got them running all over the toy shop.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Anything else, Jacob?
Nope.
All right.
Well, that was very easy then. Thank you both. And now, before we hang up, I want to know if Evelyn remembered what it was she wanted to say to us.
Yeah.
Yeah. I knew you would.
A wand. Yeah. A wand.
Okay.
Oh, one of those.
Oh, okay.
And then mermaid costume be made out of swimsuit material so that I can go swimming with it in the summer.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, if you can't go swimming in a mermaid costume, then what the heck is going on? Okay, very good. Well, thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you, Evelyn and Jacob. Thank you both so much for calling.
Appreciate it very much. Thank you.
We do.
Well, let's go from Hammond to Nina, Wisconsin, because I think we have Violet on the phone next.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. We have such wonderful names for the kids. Violet, that's so pretty. Hello, Violet.
Hi.
Merry Christmas. How are you?
Good.
Good. Do you have anything that you'd like to see under the tree for Christmas?
Yeah. Color reveal Barbies.
Okay. Ooh. Got it. We're writing that down.
Yep, color reveal Barbie. Yep.
Anything else?
Lego friends alpaca.
Legos. Yeah, remember when I said Legos were popular?
Yes, yeah. They sure are. Oh, that's very good. Those are fun. Okay. And was there anything else for you?
Beanbag.
Beanbag.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Big beanbags, little beanbags, medium beanbags.
Yeah, they come in a lot of sizes.
They do.
Yeah.
How many beans do you want in each bag?
Are they the kind you throw or the kind you like sit in?
The one you sit in.
Oh, okay.
The one you sit in. Okay, so beanbag chair.
Santa loves that, those kind of chairs.
I do. Once I sit down in them, I really don't ever want to get up.
I have
it's
a hard
great.
Time getting up.
I
but
do.
We help you.
You do. I appreciate that. Well, that's very good. And okay, so we got the beanbag chair.
Well,
is that everything on your list?
Yeah.
Okay, very okay. good. Well, thank you, Violet. Merry Christmas to
Merry
you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank
Aww.
You.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, well, it was fun talking to Violet.
Maybe I can sit in the beanbag chair while I'm driving the sleigh. That would be so comfortable.
It could be and warm.
Yeah.
We'll look into it, Santa.
Okay.
Emma in Waukesha, who's, I think, only 3 years old.
Oh, my goodness. Emma.
Hi, Emma.
Hi. Yeah.
Hi, Merry
Hi.
Christmas. How are you?
Good.
Oh, good. That's good. Are you being pretty good this year?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Good. I'm glad to hear that. What is on your Christmas list?
A big cookie.
A big cookie.
Oh, big cookie.
Oh, my gosh. You mean like the one I just ate this morning?
Santa loves yeah. cookies, too.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
What kind of cookie? Is there a special kind of cookie you like?
Yeah, do you like?
Oh, we lost Emma. I think she wanted a big one for sure.
She wants a big cookie. Okay, well, that sounds great. And
as long as Santa didn't eat them all,
we'll make a bunch of them, and I'll make sure that I test them out so that they meet our taste standards, and then we'll give. The one that's left we'll give to Emma. Ho, ho, ho.
I got some really good ones last night, and I ate a bunch of them, I have to say, overnight, and even had one this morning with my breakfast.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, cookies for breakfast, I think that should just be turned into one of those food groups. Don't you think so, Larry? I mean, let's just say, you know, like you need fruits, vegetables, and cookies. I think those should be the three food groups.
Yeah, and lattes.
And lattes. Okay, that could be a fourth food group.
That's just me, though. Yeah.
Now, any of the kids, of course, any of the kids that want to leave cookies out for Santa, I'll share them with the reindeer. I promise I will.
Yeah. And, you know, I heard... Why you do not like Santa, why you do not use reindeer milk in your coffee, I heard you don't because you're on a non-dairy diet.
Oh, yes, indeed. Ho, ho, ho.
Is that from Dairy Queen?
Yes, it's like the Dairy Queen. Oh, my goodness.
Santa Claus, our guest today, and also Jingle. The manager of the toy shop. I'm Larry Mueller. You're listening to the Ideas Network.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why.
Why?
Santa Claus is coming to town. Gather round.
Gather around. Santa Claus and Jingle are with us right now here on the Ideas Network, talking to children from all over, mostly from all over Wisconsin, but we could even take some children calls from other places as well. We often get calls from other states, sometimes other countries, with our show. And certainly today, Santa and Jingle are getting really ready to go and fly tonight around the world to bring gifts to children. And we have many children on the phone waiting to talk.
Terrific.
So, yeah, let's
who do you think we should talk to next, Larry?
Let's go to Kenosha. Do you know anybody there?
Oh, I sure do. I know that Porter lives there, and I know that Ella lives there. And let's see here. That's all I can think of right now.
Yeah, huh? I think that's right.
Well, let's go.
Hi, Larry.
Let's go. Hi.
Hi, Santa.
Well, hello there. Merry Christmas.
I'm Porter Hoffman.
Porter. Well, it's nice to meet you, Porter Hoffman. My formal name is Santa Claus, and it's very nice to meet you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. It's nice to talk to such a polite lad. So I'm going to guess that because you're so polite on the phone, I'm going to guess that you're pretty good this year.
Maybe.
Why'd you tell what you would like for Christmas?
I would like for Christmas a Nintendo Switch with three games, Minecraft, Super Smash, and Zelda.
Got it.
Minecraft, Super Smash, Zelda. Okay, very good. Very good. One of the elves at the North Pole is a big fan of Zelda and has a Zelda T-shirt. And it's so cool. It makes me want to try the game.
Do you like them? Which one do you like the most of those three?
Which is your favorite?
Either Zelda or Minecraft.
Okay. Very good. Good choices. Is there anything else you'd like for Christmas this year?
Can you get me a big Jurassic World Lego set?
Oh, okay. Let me write that down, because the Legos are really popular, and so we're going to have to make sure that the elves go into overtime making the Legos. Okay, Jingle?
Yeah, so we have just one whole Lego warehouse, Santa. It's like, you know, that's that one that's on the right way in the back.
That's just
Legos.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Okay, that's great. Okay, cool.
No worries.
All right, very good. Very good. That's right
Thank
next
you.
To the elf cafeteria, right?
Yeah, that's where they have the, what did you call that, Larry? The rain.
Oh, that's where they get the Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen, yeah.
Oh.
And isn't that shed made out of Legos?
It actually is. It actually is. And the elves worked very hard to build that, and we had a lot of fun.
Yeah, it took a long time, but you know what's nice? It's right next to the gingerbread house, so we sometimes snacked while we were building it.
Yeah. Yeah, it took 14 gazillion Legos to make that. I counted.
Well, Porter, is Ella there, I wonder?
Is Ella there?
Yeah,
Porter?
Ella's here. We're traveling right now.
Okay, here you go.
Oh, Ella, my goodness.
You're
on the road.
Hi, Santa.
Hi.
Hi, Ella.
Merry Christmas, Ella. How are you?
Good.
Good, good. Where are you traveling to?
Where are you going?
To my practice house.
Oh, that sounds fun. So are you traveling in a sleigh pulled by reindeer? Because that's how we usually do it.
No, the driving there.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's cool. All right, very good. Well, what would you like for Christmas, Ella?
Some Barbie in a Barbie house.
Well, that's very good. All right, well, of course, Barbie has to live somewhere. So that sounds great. Barbie and a Barbie house. Very good.
Yeah. Thank you, Ella.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas, Santa.
Ellen
Porter. Safe travels, you. Yeah. Everyone, safe travels today, everybody.
Safe travels. Well, mm-hmm. Jedediah in Eau Claire, I think, is up next with some things on his Christmas list, I bet.
That sounds terrific. Hello, Jedediah.
Hello. Merry Christmas.
How you doing? Well, Merry Christmas to you. How you doing, sir?
Good.
Good. Good. Do you have some things that you'd like to get for Christmas this year?
Uh-huh. I want some Legos.
Okay.
And I want some... And I want... I want some more tools.
Oh, okay. Are you building something?
Well, I want more Legos because I wanna build more Lego sets, please.
Okay.
And I want more tools.
And the tools, are the tools so that you can fix something that's broken, or do you use the tools to build things?
Maybe both.
Maybe both. All right, good deal. Well, that's very good. That's very good to know. Now, when we have a problem with one of the, you know, like when the sleigh, you know, develops a problem, gets squeaky or something, can we send it to you? Would you fix it?
Well, my dad maybe could help with me.
Okay, we'll call your dad. That sounds great. Thank you.
Hey, we have another mechanic. Yay.
We need as many as we can get.
Can get.
Okay, so we got Legos and tools. Anything else for you?
I would like some pajamas.
Okay. That sounds great. Now, do you want is there a certain kind of design or pictures you want on the pajamas?
Christmas pajamas.
Christmas pajamas.
Yay.
Well, those are my favorite kind.
That's true.
Oh, excellent. Okay. Well, we will go into the pajama department of the toy shop and see what we might have on hand for Christmas pajamas.
Okay.
Okay.
All
very
right.
Good. Thank you. Thank you, Jedediah. It's nice of you to call.
Merry Christmas, honey.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
I got
very excited.
Yeah, and pajamas are great. I got a friend of mine, Lisa, gave me pajamas last year for Christmas, and they had Mickey Mouse on them.
Oh, they had what
on them? I'm quite the sight. Mickey Mouse.
Oh. Mickey Mouse, that's great.
Oh, like Santa's watch.
Oh, that's just like my watch. Exactly. Wow, that's terrific. Nothing like curling up in a comfy pair of pajamas before it's time for bed, and then you can curl up and read a book or whatever it is you want to do to make yourself sleepy.
And I agree with you 100%. I wonder if we have time to hear from Rory in Eau Claire. Hi, Rory.
Oh, hey there, Rory.
Hi,
how you
Rory.
Doing? How are you?
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Merry Christmas.
You say Merry Christmas.
Aww. Oh, thank you very much, dear. So it's so nice that you called. I was kind of hoping. I told Larry before we went on the air, I said, I hope we get to hear from Rory. So what's on your Christmas list?
Pajamas.
Okay.
Pajamas.
Pajamas, right.
Okay.
Got that. That's our second
pajama. I'll stay
pajama.
In the pajama department.
Yeah.
You want angels on your pajamas? Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Yay. Oh, very good. All right.
How about an airplane?
Airplane. Ooh. Now, what kind of airplane do you want? Like a model airplane that you put together, or is it something else?
It's a blue one.
A blue one.
Okay, blue airplane.
Of course.
Okay. Cuz
there are two kinds of airplane toys. There's model airplanes and blue airplanes. And now we know which one.
We have
one.
Lots of other kinds. So
oh, we do? Okay. Yeah. I didn't know that. I thought there was just the two.
Yeah, but if that's what Rory wants, a blue one, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
We can find one of those, I'll bet.
I bet we can. We just go into airplane department, sub-department blue.
Well, we know that a reindeer's favorite celebrity is Beyoncé. And on that note, we're going to take a quick look at the news. We'll be back with Jingle and with Santa Claus right after this look at the news. I'm Larry Mueller for the Ideas Network. Santa Claus is coming.
You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why.
Why?
Santa Claus is coming to town, gather round.
Gather round here to the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here with my guest Santa and Santa's toy shop manager Jingle are with us all the way from the North Pole. And we've been getting some great calls, and we're waiting for yours as well. If you want to talk to Santa or Jingle, maybe a question for them, you can call us at 800-642-1234. Kids only on the air today, but adults, please call and talk to our producer first. We'd love that. And you know what? I think Santa will go right to the phones. Although I heard that the reindeer want for Christmas a pony sleigh station.
Oh, yes, they sure do. Oh, they loved that.
Yeah.
Ho, ho, ho.
Let's see
funny,
what.
Larry.
Very good.
You're just so on today with your jokes. Like,
yeah.
It's like you maybe studied for this or something. You have a lot of great jokes.
I did a little studying, and Jill Nadeau, our producer, helped me out a little bit, too. She knows a lot of them.
Oh, I thought you wrote those all yourself, Larry.
No, Jill's the funnier one. She comes up with lots of good ones.
Well, Allison, Merry Christmas to Jill, too, and to Tyler.
Let's go to Ellis in Hillsboro next. Ellis, who is 6 years old.
Ellis in Hillsboro. Well, Merry Christmas. How are you?
Hi.
Hi. What's new?
Say something. I don't know.
Are you there?
You there, Ellis?
Yeah.
Okay.
How are you?
Good.
It's a little hard to hear you, but I think we can hear you. What would you like for Christmas this year?
Very loud, Ellis.
A slide trombone.
All right.
A slide trombone.
I don't.
Okay.
Okay.
I think we got that.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Jingle's writing it all down.
I'm tapping it on my computer.
Ellis, thank you very much for calling. We got you on the list.
Yes, indeed. Merry Christmas, Ellis.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ho, ho, ho.
Aza in Madison, it's your turn. Hi, Aza.
Hi.
Little boy.
Hi.
Hi, Asa. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you very much. What's on your Christmas list this year?
Clay.
Clay. Okay,
Clay.
Yeah,
oh my
Clay
gosh.
Clay is so much fun. That oh my, is gosh, so much oh my fun. Gosh. Oh my gosh.
Oh wow. So what do you make with clay?
I usually make art, like mixing colors and stuff.
Nice. Oh, I like that. Cool. That is so great.
We love talking to artists.
We sure
yeah.
do. We sure do.
Have you
wow.
made anything lately? Anything that you were yeah, really what, proud of lately?
Yeah, what, yeah, tell us something you made that you like.
Well, I haven't made something since like December something.
Okay.
But so that's why I want more clay for Christmas.
Yeah. Okay.
We ran out
yeah.
of clay, so we need more clay.
Right. I mean, he can't be making anything if he doesn't have any clay. So, all right. Well, let's see what we can do. Great. I think the clay part of the toy shop is three doors down from the Christmas pajamas. So we'll try to find that for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's the art department. Santa.
Yeah, the
yeah.
art department. Yeah. Okay, very good. Anything else for you, Asa?
No, I don't think so.
Okay,
oh, well,
that's
good.
Great. Well, we always appreciate an artist, so thank you for calling in.
Asa, yeah. do you know what a reindeer would do if it lost its tail?
No.
The reindeer would go to a retail shop for a new one.
Oh. Ho, ho, ho. Very good.
That's
all right, Asa.
That was a
I
bad one,
rate,
was it?
Rate that joke now. What do you think between 1 and 10?
Oh, that's not fair.
Okay, I won't do that to you. Merry Christmas, Asa. Thank you for calling.
Thanks, Asa.
Merry Christmas.
All right.
Wow, that's great. We always like hearing from artists, and
yeah.
that is such a great thing. And all right, and who do you think would be next, Larry?
Let's go to Eastman, Wisconsin, and talk to Logan and Liam, who are 7
oh,
and 4.
Good. Okay. Very good. Do we have Logan on the line?
Yeah.
Oh, well, Merry Christmas. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Were you pretty
Merry
good
Christmas.
This year? Oh, Merry Christmas to you, too.
I've been good.
Yeah?
With my
Very...
friend.
Okay,
Both of
terrific.
Them are on the phone.
Glad to hear that. And what's on your Christmas list this year, Logan?
I really want just Pokemon cards and a Nintendo Switch and
okay.
some more stuff.
I want a Nintendo Switch, too.
Liam
oh,
wants
wow.
that, too.
Is that Liam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so, wow, Nintendo Switch is really popular.
Yeah, sure seems like it.
Wow,
yeah.
We got a lot of kids who want that. I hope we're making enough of those.
Yeah, I think so. Last time I checked. Wait, let me look at the inventory.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, we're good.
Okay, good deal.
All right.
Glad to hear
wait
it.
Wait on the Pokemon cards, too. Did you get that, Santa?
Yeah, I did. I wrote down the Pokemon cards.
Okay.
And, yep, got it.
Good job.
Anything else?
I want some Pokemon cards, too.
Okay.
Liam,
Liam
right?
wants some Pokemon
okay.
cards too. So, I guess all we need for this household is Nintendo Switch times two, Pokemon cards times two. We're good.
It makes it easy.
Yeah.
Okay.
We call that
Merry
Pokemon
Christmas.
Squared.
Merry Christmas, Logan and Liam.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you very much. You know, I heard the reindeer's favorite game was stable tennis.
Oh, yes, indeed. It certainly is. Oh, oh, oh.
Yeah, that's true. They do like that. How'd you know that?
I don't know. A little elf told me.
Yeah.
I think it was Jill, Elf Jill. Oh, Celia and maybe Colin from Reeseville. are with us.
That's great, Celia.
Merry Christmas,
Celia, and maybe Colin. We don't know if we have Colin or not.
Come here.
Celia,
do we have Celia?
Hi.
Hi. Merry Christmas. How you doing, Celia?
Good.
Good. Were you pretty good this year?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Very good. And what is on your Christmas list?
A new LOL pet.
A new LOL pet.
Yep. Okay. Got that. Good, good. Anything else?
No, not really.
Not really. Oh. Okay. That's great. Well, the LOL pets, we can do that. Now, I just have to make sure I spell LOL correctly.
Okay.
Is that L and then O and then L?
Yeah, you got it, Santa.
Oh, good deal. Okay. Yeah. Yay. And do we have Colin on the line as well?
Hi.
Hi.
Colin, Merry Christmas.
How are things in Reeseville? Do you have any snow on the ground? I didn't really look at the weather reports anywhere, so I don't know.
I don't know either. Colin seems a little shy.
Okay.
Tell me something else about Reeseville. Is that where they make the peanut butter cups?
The Reese's peanut butter cups?
Yeah.
And the pieces?
Yeah. Do you make those, Colin?
No.
Okay. Well, I thought I'd ask. Is there anything you'd like for Christmas?
Airplane.
An airplane. Oh, wow. Okay. Do you want a blue one like we had asked for before? Yes. Okay. Good deal.
That's a popular color.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two blue airplanes coming up.
Thank you very much. Oops, sorry.
Oh. I think that's it, Larry. I think we got it.
I think we did. Yeah. Celia and Colin, thank you.
Hi.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Celia and Colin.
Ho, ho, ho.
Okay, now I'm hungry for those Reese's peanut butter cups, Santa.
Oh, just a few more minutes and we can all get a snack.
Okay.
Yep,
I can wait.
I bet the reindeer are getting hungry too.
I bet they are. You know, they've got some food coming at the Dairy Queen, I'm sure.
Yes, they do. They're gonna have to get. We'll get them some ice cream at the Dairy Queen.
How about Andre in Milwaukee? Let's go there next. He's 12.
Andre in Milwaukee. Hi. Hey, Merry Christmas. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. Glad to hear it. Were you pretty good this year?
Yeah.
Okay, give me a rating. How good were you 1 to 10?
I would say 10.
You'd say 10?
Oh, wow.
Whoa, he's a perfect 10. All right, good deal. Well, what would you like for Christmas this year?
I would like a new controller for my PS PlayStation.
Oh, did you break the old one?
And then a new mic for my PlayStation 2. And then
okay.
I want WWE 2K20.
Okay, very good. So what happened to the other controller?
My other controller?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said you wanted a new one, so I thought maybe the other one you got too excited and it broke or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. Very good. Well, thank you, Andre. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks
for calling. Do you know what the reindeer hang on their Christmas trees, Andre?
Oh.
I don't know that one.
They hang ornaments.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. Oh, my goodness.
That's funny.
Okay, very good,
sometimes
Larry.
Sometimes they do hang ornaments on their horns. I've seen them do. I've seen Rudolph do that.
That's true. That's true.
Stress up a little bit.
Yep.
They got ornaments on their horns. All right.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Well, so let's go to Alex, a young boy, in Madison next.
Alex in Madison. Hey. Merry Christmas, Alex.
Hey.
Hey. I like how we've shortened Merry Christmas, and now we're just down to hey. That's great. Were you pretty good this year, Alex?
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you, too. What's on your Christmas list this year?
A train track.
Oh, a train track. Oh, that's fun. Oh my goodness. And I'm gonna go out on a limb here and guess that you're gonna need a train to go with the track, right? Or do you have a train already?
Nope.
Yeah.
No, he wants a train too.
He wants the train, too.
Okay.
Well, good, because we wouldn't want to just bring you some train track and have you just be staring at it.
No.
No. That would be silly, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Very good. All right. Well, terrific. Thank you, Alec. Is there anything else?
I love you, Santa.
Oh, I love you, too. Thank you very much, dear. That's very kind.
That's really sweet.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Alex, for calling. That was great.
That is great.
We haven't been to Monona yet, which is right next door to where I live. And Miranda is in Monona. She's 8 years old. Miranda.
Okay. Miranda in Monona. Well, Merry Christmas.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good, good. Are you having some fun this Christmas season?
Yeah.
Good, I'm glad to hear that. So what is on your Christmas list?
I want an OMG doll.
Okay.
Do you need that spelled too?
Chris? I do. I need everything spelled.
Okay.
Okay.
Can you spell that?
OMG, and then you just spell doll. I think you guys know how to spell doll.
Santa knows how to spell doll. Oh, very good, very good. Thank you. Is there anything else?
Not really.
No, okay, very good. OMG doll, woo! That sounds like fun.
OMG.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, that sounds very fun. Thank you so much for calling, Miranda, and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Thank you.
Thanks, Miranda. And we have another call. Well, we have another call from Madison. We have Margot and Lida. I think Margot's 11 and Lida's 4, I believe.
Margot and Lida, hi there.
Hi.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Well, thank you, Margot. What is on your Christmas list this year?
Candy.
Candy. Okay, we have so much candy at the North Pole. It's just amazing how much candy we have. Even after I sampled a bunch of it, there's still a lot of candy left. Now, what's your favorite kind?
Probably Skittles.
Oh, Skittles. Oh, those are great. Okay, good deal. Good deal. And what's your next favorite?
Candy in general, I guess.
Okay, very good. Number one.
Candy is good, Santa.
Number one, Skittles. Number two, everything else.
All other candy.
Yay!
Yay!
Very good.
Oh my God, she's a girl after my own heart.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. Now, just make sure that you don't overdo it, because I don't know if you heard earlier, but we had one of our elves got into the candy canes and was just running around like a complete maniac. So we don't want that, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much, dear. And does Lida want to talk to us too?
Do you want to, Lida?
Uh-huh. Say hi.
Oh, good. Hi, Lida.
Hi.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you. It sounds like you have a very nice family there. What would you like for Christmas?
I would like a sled.
Oh, a sled. Oh, those are so much fun.
Go down the hill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have some hills over by you that you can sled down?
Yeah.
Oh, terrific. That's so fun. Okay, good deal.
Santa always tests out our sleds.
I do.
It's fun to watch, Santa.
It is. They especially like it when I run into the trees. So
no,
is there anything else that you'd like, Lida?
Yes.
Okay. What's that?
I would like candy, too. So I would like Skittles.
She wants Skittles,
Skittles
too.
Skittles, too.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we better bring some extra then because we got two of you that want Skittles. And now if we bring you just a whole bunch of Skittles, do you and Margo share? Do you share your candy?
Not really.
Okay. At least she's honest. Very good. All right. Then we'll try to make sure we have enough for both of you.
I want to thank you so much for calling. Merry Christmas. I want to see if we have enough time to get Isaac and Nina online. Isaac's five.
I bet we can.
I'm so glad I called. Hi.
Hello. Hello, Isaac. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you. What is on your list today?
I want to see Boat.
Okay.
Hunting knife.
Okay, a toy hunting knife. Wow, all right.
What was the last thing?
What was the last one?
Electric scooter.
Oh, Skittles.
Oh, we heard that. Electric scooter.
Woo. Okay, all right. Now, there's one rule. You cannot ride the scooter while holding the knife, okay? That's just not
good. That's a bad idea.
Oh, thank you, Isaac.
We gotta
and on that note, we are out of time, Santa. And Jingle. I want to thank you both so much for being with us today. It is always such a pleasure.
Pleasure, Larry. We look forward to it every year to talking to you and your wonderful listeners.
And I want to give a special thank you as well today to Buzz Kemper and Barb Schlafer, who are always great help during this program. And I want to thank all the children who called today. And I want to say, if you didn't get in, just think about what you want, and Santa and Jingle will know what you want, okay? And thank you all for listening, and please do stay with us. I'm Larry Mueller for the Ideas Network. Happy Holidays, Merry Christmas, everyone.